You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Welcome to the DX Audio Service for March 1999, issue number 168. I'm Fred Vobey, the editor and publisher of DX Audio Service. Why not go for a ride with me here as we talk about the audio service? If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent by a first-class mail. You keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. The fax number is 419-221-1609. The member's action line is 419-224-1609. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. Well, I better pay attention to my driving, just coming back from a Lions Club meeting, and need to get back to work pronto. So let's switch it over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch. Jerry?
This is the AM switch. To contribute to this column, send your information to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. Now, here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. A rather short edition this time. We're at a period of low activity in the AM broadcast band, but here's what we have. Starting with edition number 449, two call interchanges. A 910 WFNS in Plant City, Florida. We knew this call wouldn't be in limbo very long. They have applied to use WSUN. On 1030, KOWW Blue Springs, Missouri wants to change to KCWJ. One grant of interest in the expanded band on 1700 KTBK in Denison, Texas. They will relocate their transmitter and change their city of license to Sherman, Texas. In otherness, two related items here, 670 WTNN Farragut, Tennessee, and 1360 WBLC Lenore City, Tennessee, have both gone silent, but these stations are expected to return sometime in February under a new common ownership. 1460 WBUC Buchanan, West Virginia, is silent, and on 1600 WINX Rockville, Maryland, has returned to the air. Moving on to edition number 450, these call letter changes, actually a pair of call letter swaps, 1550 KDDZ Arvada, Colorado becomes KADZ, 1580 WHLY South Bend, Indiana changing to WJVA, and their X-band station on 1620 WJVA in South Bend becomes WHLY, and on 1690 KADZ Arvada, Colorado becomes KDDZ. Sort of an interesting story as to what happened in Arvada. Those stations have been using what seem to be interchangeable call letters. It seems that through a paperwork mix-up, and no one seems to acknowledge whether the mix-up was due to a mistaken filing or made at the FCC, but the calls were assigned to the wrong frequencies. We have been assured now that what we have just told you will not change again. Their ultimate plan, of course, is for the 1550 station to eventually go silent, and they would like the call KDDZ to be their permanent call on 1690. One new station was granted on 1600 in Blaine, Washington. This station will be 50,000 watts daytime, 10,000 watts night, different directional patterns day and night. Under otherness, on 1190 WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana, yes, it's finally happened. They are now 50,000 watts day, 9,800 watts night. 1260 KTUE in Tulia, Texas. This silent station has returned to the air. 1340 WHAP Hopewell, Virginia. This suburban Richmond station is back on the air. And on 1680 WTTM in Princeton, New Jersey, this new X-band station has been heard testing by simulcasting their traditional band sister WHWH on 1350. That station may be in regular programming by the time this tape reaches you. And finally, moving on to edition number 451, a number of call interchanges. On 730 WPAL, Charleston, South Carolina becomes WBUB. 940 WGMY, South Haven, Michigan becomes WCSY. 1250 WBUB, Washington Courthouse, Ohio becomes their old call, WCHO, once again. 1310 KPOZ San Antonio, Texas, changing to KXTN. 1330 WCPQ Havelock, North Carolina, becomes WANG. 1400 KFSO Visalia, California, changes to WVBL. 1440 WREY Millville, New Jersey, changing to WMVB. And in the X-band on 1630 KBCM Fort Worth, Texas, when they finally come on the air, they will have the call KOME. One application for a new station on 730 in Forest Hill, Texas. This station will be, if approved, a mighty 9, that's right, 9 watts day and night with a non-directional antenna. Actually, it will be a synchronous relay transmitter for KKDA. An application of interest from an existing station on 1400 CKRN in Rouyn-Noranda, Quebec. They would like to move to FM 95.7. And under grants to existing facilities, 1110 CKTY Sarnia, Ontario, they will be moving to FM. They've been granted a move to 106.3. 1450 KMCA in Burney, California, they have been granted a power reduction and a transmitter move. They will be 260 watts in the daytime, 250 watts at night. They're changing their city of license to Shasta, California. Actually, this was granted once before. The construction permit was allowed to expire, so it has been re-released. However, it now will be a two-site operation, a different transmitter site for day and night, and as far as we know, this will be the only Class 4, or so-called graveyard station, that will have separate day and night transmitting sites. Under otherness, and a reflection of the FCC doing its beginning of the year house cleaning, a number of construction permits have been canceled, many of them at the request of the licensee. On 540 KUHB, St. Paul, Alaska, construction permit for a brand new station there that was never built has been canceled, and that call has been deleted. On 1000 WVWI, Charlotte, Amalie, Virgin Islands, that's been off the air ever since that tragic hurricane several years ago, has finally returned to the air. 1010 WIOJ in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. They were planning to move to Baldwin, Florida with an increase in power, but that CP has now been canceled. 1190 KXKS Albuquerque, New Mexico. Their construction permit to become a full-time station with 24 watts at night has been canceled, so they will remain a daytime-only station. 1200 WCHB in Taylor, Michigan. This island station finally has returned to the air. 1310 WSSJ Camden, New Jersey. This station is silent pending a sale but will return. 1390 CJCY in Medicine Hat, Alberta. This station has now moved to 96.1 FM. 1600 KUSH in Cushing, Oklahoma. This station that's been silent for quite some time, the license has been canceled and the call deleted. And on 1620 WSMH, brand new X-band station in Auburn, California, has been testing and will begin regular programming soon. And that'll wrap up AM Switch for this month. In just moments, actual moments from now, I'll be stepping in my car, heading south to where this guy lives all the time. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry, and hello, everybody. We're going to finish up the 1550 travelogue today right out to the West Coast. But just before I start, I want to thank Mark Marino. That was a great job, Mark, picking up that station, WJIL, in Jacksonville, Illinois. You know, no one's going to believe us, but it was a coincidence that on side one of last month's audio service tape, I complained about not getting a clean ID from WJIL, and then on side two, there you were producing one. That's terrific. And while I'm on that subject, let's see, who contributed to today's travelogue? Well, there's Mark Strickert and Mark Durenberger, Dale Hamm, Ernie Holt, Ron Clark, Skip Dabblestein, Wayne Heinen, and yours truly. Well, it's time to get back on the road and to lock our radios at 1550 on the dial this time as we pick up in central Wisconsin for the March 1999 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Your good neighbors in the Friendly Valley, WEVR 1550, River Falls, Hudson, Ellsworth, and WEVR FM 106.3, River Falls, Hudson, Stillwater.
Hey, Ben, have a donut. I'm buying. What you been up to?
Oh, you know how it is this time of year. Busy with air conditioning work.
Yeah, I can believe it is in Wisconsin this time of year. Anyway, as you travel through the northwest corner of Iowa, there are lots and lots of farms, and some small, quiet, orderly towns, and so it is with Sheldon, Iowa, population of 5,000, and therefore it's big enough to support a 500-watt station. For local sports out there, they can stay on the air with 11 watts at night. Yes.
Butterfly, my butterfly.
Oh, I know. Listen to KIWA and KIWAFM Sheldon. It's 5 o'clock and time for ABC News.
And here's a 1550 voice in the town better known perhaps for its aspirin tablets.
Let us know that you're enjoying the memories with the original hits on 1550 KSFT St. Joseph.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. States and local governments, under terms of a Supreme Court decision, may ban ballroom-type nude dancing.
Oh, come on, you guys. What could possibly be wrong with dancing nude in front of a bunch of drunks?
And why is it that Americans say the guy is terrible character, but we want to keep him as our president? I'll be back.
Talk with Oliver North, Alan Keyes, and CNN News. Talk 1550 KLFJ Springfield.
CNN Radio News. I'm Ed McCarthy. Hurricane Bonnie continues its trek toward the Atlantic coast of the United States.
No, and there's another reason for staying home during the summer, Jerry. You had raised some questions once before. Turns out, though, there has never been a hurricane reported in this part of Florida. That's true. Absolutely true. I mean, Vermont has had more direct hits from hurricanes in the past 100 years than has Tampa. Let's go into southern Missouri.
Let's back out for a station ID on the Cubs Baseball Network.
Hot Talk, 1550 KAPE.
Butler at first to begin the third inning.
And where are you, my good friend?
On the Texas State Network, I'm Eric Marenghi.
Okay.
KCOM, serving Comanche, Dublin, DeLeon, and the North Texas Agriplex.
Well, as we take a look at our forecast, going for plenty of sunshine with southeast winds.
You know, you might have a little trouble finding Comanche, Texas on a map. It's 100 miles southwest of Fort Worth. About the same distance west of Waco, Texas, too. Let's go up toward Amarillo now.
You got it on Z-Rock, KZRK Canyon Amarillo. It's attitude, man.
Okay, we're going to drive north. We'll go from Dallas toward Oklahoma City, and about halfway along that route, we learn what we might do to keep from getting bored this afternoon.
Join me, 1240 to 1, to the best of West Bar None on the Singing Cowboy Matinee, and afternoon program 1 to 3 right here on KMAD, where we play both kinds of music, country and western. KMAD, 1550 AM, Badeo, Chemingo, Kingston, Oklahoma. It's 10 o'clock on this Monday morning, August 14th.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning, I'm Bob Schmidt.
Okay, we come now to the home of the Midwest Vietnam War Memorial. That's Winfield, Kansas.
More variety, better hosts, 24 hours a day. On your hometown talk radio source, KKLE AM 1550 Winfield and KLEY AM 1130 Wellington.
I'm glad the First Lady is going to lead our delegation.
The president said the gathering is true blue to families. Hillary Rodham Clinton says the trip is about giving voice to women.
Okay, time to whip out the six-shooters, you rustlers. Let's try to shoot our way out of this one.
1550 KDCC Dodge City.
Very fond memories of walking along Front Street in Dodge City with all the markers and a walking tour museum. If you ever have a chance to be out in that part of the countryside, truly, it's unbelievable. Don't miss it.
Our sister station, KZ101.5, will be expanding our advertising sales team in the Broken Bow, Hastings, and Grand Island areas. Motivated, energetic people who love challenges should rush a resume to Gene McCoy. KZ101.5, Hastings.
AM 1550 KICS Hastings. You miss the day. You've missed a lot.
Around the world, around the clock, this is UPI News.
Ah, yes, the seat of Adams County. Lots of farms in that area, too. So we swing to the north next and portage our way up to Moorhead, Minnesota. That's right across from Fargo, North Dakota. Or, more importantly for 1550, West Fargo, North Dakota.
the Valley's home for great country. KQ Country is KQWBAM, West Fargo, Fargo.
Oh, and boy, do I still have vivid images of Fargo being underwater just a couple of years ago. Remember that? Well, let's move west to the Rocky Mountain State.
Stay tuned for the Truth of God radio program with Pastor Geno Jennings of the First Church of Our Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith Incorporated as he declares God's only plan of salvation for mankind. AM 1550 KQXI, Arvada, Denver.
And southwest into Arizona.
This is Morning Edition on KUAT Tucson and on your FM dial, KUAZ Tucson 89.1.
Good morning. I'm Neil Conan. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of March, and this is NPR's Morning Edition.
And here comes a suburb of Salt Lake City. In fact, this city changed its name back in the mid-1990s.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. 1-800-831-WORD.
This is KMRI, West Valley City.
Okay, we'll venture down into the southern end of the Golden State now to the edge of the Mojave Desert. This is just north of San Bernardino.
This is KWRN 1550, Ebba Valley, Victorville, California, Radio Mexico.
Okay, and north up through the valley of California.
1550, KSCX, Fresno. La cadena internacional de noticias informa.
And we're now rewarded with a visit to the Golden Gate Bay area.
Radio sounds funny in the morning. You're listening to Imus in the Morning on Young Country, KYCY AM, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
For Imus in the Morning news and some of the local developments around the area. New York's top court saying that the fate of a divorced Long Island couple's frozen embryos should be decided.
Wouldn't you know that would be on Imus in the Morning, aren't it? Well, anyway, as you cross the state of Oregon from south to north, you pass through Portland, tune to 1550. Only to hear the station right across the river in Vancouver, Washington. It gets complicated, doesn't it? Yeah, because there are three Vancouvers up in that part of the world, you know.
You're listening to AM 1550 KVAN Vancouver. People power for the Pacific Northwest.
Now, if you remember last month, we mentioned there were three 50,000-watt stations on 1550, and we only brought you two of them last month. But up along the Juan de Fuca Straits near Seattle, this is the third of the three 50,000-watt stations.
Sharing God's love with Vancouver Island, Whatcom County, and the entire Lower Mainland. This is Help Ministries Radio, KNTR. Ferndale, Bellingham, Vancouver. Your good news station.
USA Radio Network News, this is Kim Taylor.
Okay, and our final stop at 1550 in the United States is right on the Washington-Idaho border.
AM 1550, you're listening to classic KSBY, Opportunity Spokane.
But now, partly to explain why so many of the Midwestern stations operate with very low power and really aren't on the air at night at all, listen to this station operating from Windsor, Ontario, just a half a mile from Detroit, Michigan.
This is the CBC Radio Network.
Here's some great entertainment on Variety International, tonight at 8:03 on the CBE in Windsor, 1550 on the dial.
Well, that wraps up our travelogue at 1550 on the dial, but once again, my best friend Fred Volby has granted me enough time to permit us to at least start. I'll say anything, by the way. At least start our trek from the West Coast back to the East. Only this time we're going to set our dials up one notch higher to 1560 AM. And we're going to stay in the state of Washington for this first one. in Sumner. This is a suburb of Tacoma.
Your hot music source, the Z Twins, 1420 KRIZ, Renton, Seattle, and 1560 KZIZ, Sumner, Tacoma.
Yeah. Now, about 60 miles north of Sacramento is the city of Willows, California, right on the edge of the National Wildlife Preserve. Just lovely country.
You're tuned to Radio 1560 AM, KIQS Willows, serving the northern Sacramento Valley with news, weather, and sports.
And a little over 100 miles north of Los Angeles is Bakersfield, and this is the primary station on 1560 for the whole country. WQEW in New York must operate so as not to interfere with the KNZR radiation pattern.
Serving the entire southern San Joaquin Valley and beyond, this is 1560 KNZR, Bakersfield, a Buckley radio station.
Chrysler and Daimler-Benz go global with huge merger deals. Good Thursday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup.
And we take a flying leap now to northeastern South Dakota.
Shirley MacLaine music at KKAA. It's 6 o'clock in the a.m. This is KKAA Aberdeen, South Dakota. Good morning.
And here's another anomaly on the broadcast dial. We have two cities in different states with the same name on this frequency, Abilene. And this first one is in Kansas.
I'm Wanda West with The Fashion Maker, and you're listening to KABI Abilene.
And just a 45-minute drive southwest of Oklahoma City is Chickasha, Oklahoma.
The station selected by the federal government to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. 1560 KWCO Chickasha.
And now we enter the Lone Star State, and this is the second of the Abilenes that we're bringing you today.
KBBA AM Abilene.
Notice that that's KBBA, okay? Now, you're supposed to know that TSN means Texas State Network.
This is TSN.
That's Hillsboro, Texas. It's about an hour or so south of Fort Worth. And we're going to be parking in the shadow of the Texas State Capitol Building.
KTXZ, Westlake Hills, Austin.
And our last stop in Texas brings us to the sunny shores of the Gulf of Mexico, just north of Corpus Christi.
Completamente nueva U 1560 KGUL por La Vaca, Victoria.
¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo está dirigiendo la siguiente selección? Dice, por favor, para Joanne.
We'll pick this up again next month, everybody. But now here's Bruce Conti with DX Digest.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. This month, with station news from Jamaica, Canada, and 1190 kilohertz, plus some DXing. Let's start with 1190, where WLIB New York is now on the air full-time. Last month, I played a clip of WBMJ San Juan, Puerto Rico, heard on 1190 with WOWO Fort Wayne, nulled, before WLIB went full-time. Well, I received a nice verification from WBMJ for that reception, and it reads as follows. Greetings to you in the name of our soon-coming Lord. We have received your letter and the cassette recording referring to the reception of WBMJ radio station. We are pleased to know that our signal reached you. WBMJ broadcasts in English and Spanish throughout the greater San Juan metropolitan area 24 hours daily. Our power output is 10 kilowatts daytime and 5 kilowatts nighttime on a directional antenna. WBMJ is a Christian missionary radio station and is a ministry of Calvary Evangelistic Mission Incorporated. We also have a sister station, WIVV, 1370 AM on the island of Vieques, Puerto Rico, and a Bible Correspondence School of the Caribbean here in San Juan. Here in Puerto Rico, we enjoy an average daily temperature of 80 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit, and it is truly a paradise. We have a population of about 3.7 million, which is increasing very rapidly. If you ever come to Puerto Rico, come and visit us, and we will gladly give you a tour. I've made a copy of your letter to share with our board operators. Enclosed is a brochure. Our email address is radio@cem-wbmj.org. Signed, Sylvia Tolbert, WBMJ Office Manager. It's not often these days that one receives a nice personal letter such as this one for a very, so I thought I'd share that one with you. If the NRC DXAS convention is ever held in Puerto Rico, there's one station available for a tour. Now, of course, with WLIB on full-time, WBMJ will be a more difficult catch, not that it wasn't already. Although the change is transparent for most listeners in the Midwest, WLIB has made quite a mess of 1190 here in New Hampshire. Here's a sample of what it sounds like.
So we're going to see. He's asking that the band perform last. Mm-hmm. He's willing to wait.
That's WLIB with talk. Now with phasing, I'll null WLIB to hear WOWO. And right there, if you listened very carefully with WLIB nulled, you could have heard the WOWO jingle at the top of the hour. WLIB New York and WOWO Fort Wayne mixing it up on 1190 kilohertz. As I said, quite a mess around here. Another frequency in the news is 690 kilohertz, where CBF Montreal has signed off with completion of the move to FM. Without CBF, 690 has become a Latin American shooting gallery. The dominant stations here in New England have been Radio Progreso Cuba and Radio Recuerdos from Bogota, Colombia. Here's an ID from Radio Recuerdos. A rather weak Radio Recuerdos, Bogota, Colombia, on 690 kilohertz. Loosely translated, Radio Recuerdos is radio memories and plays nostalgic Latin American music. Jim Renfrew has reported hearing Mexico and Venezuela, and Mark Conley has his ears on Brazil. Get them while you can, as the CBC has a new French language all-news service targeted for either 690 or 940 kilohertz when CBM goes off. The remaining of the two frequencies will likely be given to a commercial broadcaster. Several Canadian stations have already inquired about the frequencies. Now station news from Jamaica. RJR has taken over the Jamaican Broadcasting Corporation, or JBC, which was initially sold to RJR in October 1997, with the transaction to be completed by December 1998. According to news reports, with the exception of some of the television facilities that are awaiting construction of new studios, the transaction is complete. For DXers, that means we'll continue to hear RJR on 700 kilohertz, the former JBC Radio 1 frequency most regularly heard. You could say that radio in Jamaica has come full circle. Jamaica's first broadcast station went on the air in 1939, converted from a ham station and given the calls ZQI on 720 kilohertz. The station was operated by the Jamaican Broadcasting Corporation. Soon the service expanded with more stations on AM and eventually FM. The expansion effort was called Radio Jamaica Rediffusion, or RJR. To make ends meet, RJR became a commercial operation. Concerned about the commercialization, the Jamaica government decided to start its own public broadcasting operation and took the JBC name. This happened around 1960. JBC became the equivalent to NPR here in the U.S. and was well respected, while RJR became a highly successful popular music network. But JBC fell on hard times, and after losing money over the last couple of years, finally gave up. Now Jamaica is back to one major radio network, RJR. That's Jamaica radio history in a nutshell. RJR can be heard on 700 and 720 kilohertz. Now one catch to share with you before I leave. Mexico on 940 kilohertz with CBM Montreal nulled. I caught XEQ La Tropicu with Boxeo Profesional boxing. You can hear the bell at the beginning and end of rounds. The announcers use Spanglish terminology such as referring to round four as cuatro round. Then after the boxing match, I heard Mexican popular music and caught this ID. XEQ La Tropicu on 940 kilohertz from Mexico. Why not send in some recordings of your DX so the rest of us can hear what you're hearing? On cassette tape to me, Bruce Conti at 46 Ridgefield Drive, Nashua, New Hampshire, 03062-1174. More next time on the DX Digest, 73 and good DX.
This is Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis. We're going back on the road this month to start another series of Bandscan recordings on location. And this time around, we're going to western Colorado and northern New Mexico. The lash-up includes tents, lots of battery-powered electronic gear, a microphone, which is really the mic out of a handheld cassette machine, a couple of thousand feet of wire, three or four loops, and lots of radios. And we're off.
This is Mark Dernberger. Once again, we're on the road with our Clue Channel Bandscan, and this time we're sitting on a mesa, a high mesa, in northwestern New Mexico. And if you hear what sounds like a kind of a tower of Babel around you, it is indeed that as we take our Clue Channel Bandscan on the road. I will explain to you just what we're doing here, but let me tell you first of all that it's early September 1998. We're near the Bistai Wilderness, which is a good hour's drive south of Farmington, New Mexico, where the hearing is incredible tonight, in spite of the fact that a storm has passed through, and we're still seeing lightning to the south and to the southwest. The sky is very clear at this point in time, and reception has gotten pretty solid here as it got dark. We're not in this alone tonight. We have some companions in crime with us, and I will introduce to you now Mr. Wayne Cornemone, who is the Director of Engineering of the CBS stations in Alexandria and Walker, Minnesota. And how are you tonight, besides being cold?
Just fine. This is extremely impressive.
It is fun, isn't it?
It really is.
And we have a total of, four radios going at once here, I think.
Mine is a Sony ICF 2002. And I have one Kiwa loop driving that.
And you're catching, we're kind of going up and down the band here to get all the clear
right.
channel guys. Who are you after at the moment?
At the moment, I'm on WOAI in San Antonio.
In San Antonio, okay. Wayne and I are standing near a Chrysler Sebring with a rag top, which actually works in our favor because we're able to put our radios on top of this and not have to worry about losing any signal through a metal roof. We have your 2002, then I have a Sony 7600, and my Sony 2010, both of those driving a Sony Digital Scoopman recorder. So essentially that's three, and then the fourth one is the radio in the car.
That's right, and we have a rather unusual method of tapping the audio off that.
Well, we won't tell the people at Hertz how we're doing this.
No, this is true. It's very full fidelity, yes. And
does a very good job.
There is no microphone involved. That should be a clue.
Yes. So we'll continue now with our clear channel band scan, and we'll see how this works out. Let's see what we can do here. Let's start at the top end of the dial and see what we hear first.
Drive home with the new Queen of Talk Radio, Joan Rivers, weekday afternoons at 5 on The Talk Station.
On 1540.
News Talk 1540. News Talk 1540. KSEL. From ABC News. I'm Tim O'Donnell.
1530.
The Spencer Hughes Show. It's just about 9 o'clock here on KSEL. We're going to get back to Mary, who's just fascinating. Stay tuned if you haven't heard from her. We'll talk with her in 5 minutes on KFBK Sacramento. It's 9 o'clock!
I'm Dorothy McIntyre.
Here's a no-brainer, Oklahoma City on 1520.
1-800-866-8883 is the number. For the next hour, I shall take calls or I shall play you music.
1520, KOMA, Oklahoma City.
Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
1510 stuff. There's a station south of us, north of us, west of us, east of us, and it got mixed together. $1,500, I guess not too much of a surprise, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Fabulous Fern, 4 blocks west of the St. Paul Cathedral. Come for the fine food, stay for the fine people. They're at the other table. I generally am alone. KSTP, good old St. Paul, Big Ten, Minneapolis. Sleep well, we're done, good night.
I'm Tim O'Donnell.
On this series of Clear Channel band scans, we're in northwestern New Mexico and western Colorado in September 1998. Finding some very interesting things on the radio as we tune up and down the clears to give you an idea of what the clear channel stations sound like from this particular part of the country. Let's go back to the radio and see what's next. 1210, it turns out, where we're located, is Guymon, Oklahoma.
Here's Secretary KGYN Guymon coming up on 9 o'clock.
And when you go to 1200, it's Clear Channel's Clear Channel Station from San Antonio.
We are the proud 50,000 watt news, talk, and sports flagship of Clear Channel Communications. 1200 WOAI, San Antonio.
CBS News, I'm Paul James. President Clinton's lawyers have been putting in some hours.
1190 comes from south of us. The 1180 is actually kind of funny. We're going to capture a nearby station in, I think it was Williams, Arizona. No legal ID here, and actually what they're doing is rebroadcasting the game from KTAR, so you're going to hear some accidental audio coming in here, and even a bit of the KTAR call letters.
Bottom half of the sixth inning coming up here at Bank One Ballpark. Diamondbacks trail 4-0 to the Giants. Let's sneak out for a station ID on the Diamondbacks Baseball Network.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
He's a...
Alone here, Paul Harvey here on KYET 1180 AM. And now, back to the ballgame.
Star Phoenix.
Hanley Freas will bat for Ben Ford to begin the bottom half of the sixth inning.
1170 KVOO in Tulsa. Not too much of a surprise.
Bill Lawson, Quicksilver on KVOO with a song of inspiration brought to you by Leitner.
This is KVOO Tulsa, the voice of Oklahoma.
This news brought to you by Roto-Rooter, serving Tulsa, Muskogee, and Oklahoma City. Also brought to you by the Tire Barn.
1160, we could have done that with a crystal set.
575-8255 KSL Talk. We will continue this discussion in counterfactual thinking after the news break here. So keep it right here on KSL Tonight with Kevin Stanfield.
Watch never stops on News Radio 1160 KSL, Salt Lake City.
KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling. Ignoring his problems on Capitol Hill, President Clinton is playing to his strengths, Democratic fundraising, and the global economy.
Who's 1140?
And Steve Rosenberg host The Drive Show. Weekdays from 11 to 3 only on The Fan, AM 1140 KSFM North Las Vegas, a CBS radio station.
Sports Radio 1130, KWKH, Shreveport.
1120, we're a long way from St. Louis.
The voice of St. Louis, reliable, always there. A trusted friend, KMOX, St. Louis.
In California, as the family originally said. Now a family spokesman says only that she died in peace and private.
Here's what 1110 sounds like out here.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is CBS Radio Sports coverage of the National Football League on Westwood One.
You're listening to KFAB Omaha. It's 10:01.
Matt Millen, I'm Howard David at Jack Ken Cook Stadium
on 1100 Grand Junction, Colorado.
Stop in or call 241-7611 because believe it or not, Christmas is right around the corner.
This is KNZZ Grand Junction, Colorado.
From ABC News,
I'm John Belmont.
We are not here.
1090 would be KAAY in Little Rock.
This is AM 1090, KAAY, Little Rock.
Here's 1080 from Dallas.
KRLD, Dallas, Fort Worth.
KRLD, here's Radio 1080.
1070 at this time of night, KNX in Los Angeles.
59 degrees currently in Hollywood, KNX, Los Angeles.
All you need to know. News Radio.
1060 was a mess. We couldn't copy anything out here in the noise. 1040 was kind of surprising. I expected it to come barreling through the night, but...
The voice of Des Moines, News Radio 1040. Des Moines, News Radio 1040, WHO.
1030 was not as easy as we thought it would be, but we are a long way from Casper, Wyoming, and a lot longer way from Boston.
Serving more people than any other Wyoming radio station, 1030, KTWO, Casper, Wyoming.
1020 is KCKN in Roswell, New Mexico.
More of ESPN Sports Talk Radio will be coming up right after this edition of ABC News here on your news authority. 1020 KCKN, Roswell, New Mexico.
Here's the latest from...
And that, dear friends, is part one of our Clear Channel band scan Under the Stars. And the first in a series of what we'll call on-location band scans as we travel our radios and antennas around the country. Radio reception isn't always that great, but you take what you can get at that spot, and that's the whole idea, to get a snapshot of radio from that location. And speaking of locations, next time we meet, we'll move our radios and antennas to Westwater Wash on the Colorado River just inside the Utah border. And we'll pick up with part two of this band scan. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark, for the report, and Bridgeport 1999 is shaping up
very nicely. Bill and Brenda Swiger have made arrangements for us to be at the same Holiday Inn that many of us enjoyed back in 1991 at the last convention in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Bill's now collecting all the costs and travel details so that we can pass them on to you on our next edition of the DX Audio Service, but why not plan to make Bridgeport 1999 in your convention plans over Labor Day for the National Radio Club Convention? And on our DX Change, Dick Truax is offering his Drake R8A communications receiver in as-new condition with original manual, box, etc. He says it's one of the best-made, an excellent broadcast band receiver as well as shortwave. It covers long wave through 30 megahertz continuous. He's asking $735 shipped UPS-insured to your door in the lower 48 states. You can contact Dick at area code 812-246-6377. And from Al Merriman, he has a want-to-buy item, and that is a Kiwa map, I believe it is. And you can contact him at area code 757-336-6759. And that's our DX Change on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, just drop it on a card or letter, or send it an email to me here at the DX Audio Service, and we'll put it in DX News and also in the DX Audio Service. And before we run out of time on side one of this tape, let's take a quick look at our CPC test action, starting it off with WQSN 1660, who has been inserting Morse code IDs into their legal ID at the top of each hour through the month of February, and perhaps they'll do this even longer, according to IRCA's Lynn Hollerman. You can send them email at WQSNAM@cis.compuserve.com. Now let's take a look at some of the tests that we've arranged, starting it off on 550 KTSA in Texas on March the 8th from 0100 to 0300. If you happen to catch the station early on in the test, switch it over at 0200 to 0500 to a frequency of 1270, as KIML in Wyoming will be testing also on March the 8th. 2 days later, on March the 10th, we have a test on 1480 kilohertz, and that is KSDR from South Dakota. They'll be testing from 0100 to 0600. 5 days after that, on March the 15th, we have two tests on 1250 KNEU in Utah. We'll be testing from 0200 to 0700. And then finally, WHMA in Alabama on 1390 will be testing from 0101 to 0145. Now, for some reason, we don't have any details on this test from WHMA to find out exactly what program details will be sent. And keep in mind that those times are in Eastern Standard Time. And now it's time to flip over our tape to side two for more of the DX Audio Service as we pause for station identification.
Fabulous 56 WQTE, Detroit, Michigan.